When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the very first Thursday Night Live of the season with the Baseball Together podcast. Brig, it's like riding a bike. Okay,
is it
like riding a bike? We're gonna get through this. We'll get back on it, and we'll get things going great. Again, welcome to the first Thursday Night Live of the season. I am Brad. I'm one of your hosts, and along my left side here, I have Mr. Brig. How are you this evening? Brigmeister.
I am banged up. Listen, let me give you a short story and a piece of advice. In the event that you are assistant coaching softball or baseball in the youth leagues, as am I, I don't know if you can see this. Can you see how red it is right there? I don't know. Anyway, point is, when you're headed to coach first base and you want to be respectful and we'll go behind home plate, as one does, you know, you walk past the on-deck circle, but you should pay attention to the practice swings happening.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I was swiveling this way as the bat came swiveling my way, and my hand came down right as the bat came around and whack, hit me right there.
You got to keep your head on a swivel anytime you're around kids with bats, Brig.
I'm okay. Everything's fine. There's a little click. When I pull my, it's fine.
You'll be fine.
I already got the rheumatoid, so it'll be all right.
All right. We got a lot going on this evening. Briggs' plan hurt. We're going to get into it. We got to get started because we got a ton. I've got my super complex notes on post-its here because Brig, I invented the post-it.
You did.
But anyway, so let's get into first things first. We have Jordan Montgomery finally signed with a team.
Yep.
And shocked the world by signing with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Could not be more shocked. Could not be.
Shocked, amazed, and absolutely thrilled, Brig. Because now all I have to do is go down the street and watch a top five pitching rotation in MLB.
Yep. You're right.
Because that's what the Diamondbacks have now. Like, so first off, let's get some details. 1 year, $25 million includes a vesting option for 2025 worth up to another $25 million. Now, so he's got to hit like certain performance incentives and things like that, right? To get that next $25 million for 2025. But I would think he probably would because of who he is and what he does. But here's the thing. This is the starting rotation for the Diamondbacks now. You got it? You got
ready.
Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez, currently on the IL with a lat injury. I was actually there when that happened. It was a little upsetting. Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, and Brandon Pfaadt. Brandon Pfaadt's the number five. And
he's the dude, though.
He's the dude. Like, he wasn't at first, but then he became the dude.
He's a dude. I know.
Yes. So that's a killer starting rotation. And then you've got the offense to go with it, and I'd say a pretty darn good defense as well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So I have some thoughts about this team. I will share them when we get to our meaningless predictions. I have some additional thoughts. Okay.
I'm very excited about that.
Me too. So very excited. Okay. Now, next thing we have. Today was opening day. Huzzah.
Yay!
It should be a national holiday because
it is at my house.
Nobody's working anyway, right? So how much baseball did you watch today, Brig?
Less than I needed to have. I'll be completely honest with you.
I went quad box.
Yeah, I did too.
Kind of rotated in, yeah. Right? And I ended up watching most of probably like six games at one point.
Like all at once, yeah.
Yeah, and we ended up watching extra innings between the Marlins and Pirates. That was very exciting.
Yeah.
And real quick, okay, one takeaway from today with this. I think I've been saying this for a while. Replay is way slower than it should be.
Like, way slower.
Like the challenge system in replay. I have felt for a long time that if you cannot get indisputable evidence to overturn a call after 60 seconds, it probably doesn't exist. You need to move on.
I agree.
There were two plays challenged at the play. They were challenging whether the catcher was blocking the plate. And there was an extra inning, so it's important. I get it. Because those runs are a big deal. Both guys were out, so the offense challenged in both cases. Both teams ended up challenging them. And it was like 3 to 4 minutes. It felt like forever.
It's a long time.
And it was a long time. I was like, man, 60 seconds, tops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway. Brig, your Yankees snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat. It was almost snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory.
It was madness. I don't know. How many times can you ground into a double play with one out and the base is loaded?
I mean, theoretically 9, right?
Well, yeah, and they were reaching. They were reaching for that record.
That's got to be one of the most frustrating things over the last couple of years. It feels like teams have gotten to be so bad with the bases loaded over the last few years that everybody's trying to hit a grand slam, right? Because the approach overall is homer or bust, homer or nothing, right?
Right.
That there's not enough situational hitting, and it's so frustrating to watch anybody get the bases loaded these days.
I will say, though, not only did Juan Soto earn his first knock and his first RBI as a Yankee, but they had more runners on base in this one game than it felt like they had in any complete series all of last season.
There you go.
I'm telling you, dude, it was crazy to watch.
Against Framber Valdez, nonetheless.
Exactly. There were ducks on the pond constantly. And I was like, this is the coolest thing. They were hitting for contact, not purely for power. They got guys on. They were advancing the runners. Sometimes it was by virtue of a walk, which is fine. We'll take a walk. You can walk in a run sometimes. You know. Anyway, it was great. And with the injuries that are problematic in the rotation and the rest of the lineup, they did great. Honestly, they should have rolled over and died and didn't, and I'm really very upset.
It was ugly there early for a little while.
Well, Nestor got ripped up.
He did. Yeah, Nestor was nasty in the wrong way.
Yeah, he was the wrong kind of nasty. That's exactly right.
Yeah, currently the Cubs and Rangers are tied 2-2 in the top of the seventh.
Ooh.
Cubs have two on, two out. So that's neat. But
it is neat.
You know, I don't know. I watched, what was the first game that started today? I watched it.
Orioles, Reds.
The Orioles, the Orioles. Yeah, the Orioles and the Angels. And that's, you know, cool. What, man? It took like 8 innings for anybody on the Angels roster to do anything besides Mike Trout. Mike Trout homered in his first at bat, and I was like,
right.
I was like, very cool. Mike Trout hits the first home run of the season. Good for him. Amazing. Yeah. The Angels are going to lose this game 5-1. And at one point, the score was 5-1. Right. With the Angels losing. It's like, But the final score is much worse. It was 11-3 in that game. And I was like, I give Mike Trout 18 months before he requests a trade. 18 months tops. He's out of there. Well, asking to be out of there. He's the only guy who does anything on that team.
That's true. But you think he'll actually leave?
He is looking increasingly frustrated, Brig.
How could you not be?
I don't know how he wasn't frustrated 3 years ago. Ohtani was frustrated 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
so,
exactly right.
I don't know.
And they both, in that 2 or 3 year period, they both gave literally everything there was to give.
Yes. Yes.
Until last season when Mike Trout was like, I don't know, man. Like,
Yeah.
It's just how it seemed. I don't know. I can't say that that's what he was doing.
This is one thing is that you've seen Mike Trout out in center field rolling his eyes at guys not pointing stuff out to each other that stuff is going on, right? Like yes. There was somebody tipping his pitches, and Mike Trout could see it from center field. He's like, dude, come on, man. You're like your glove, you know? But yeah. Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think he's going to reach a tipping point. He's going to demand a trade here sometime, like I said, 18 months tops.
Makes sense to me, honestly.
Anything else you saw today that was meaningful or interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
The Yankees' new road grays without the white piping around New York and without the cuff piping. It's rocket fire, my friend. I am a retro junkie.
Yeah.
And I'm a purist in so many definitions, especially with baseball. And to watch this retro become new again, it's the best, man. It's the best. I'm just waiting to buy my own. Just wait.
Yeah. Gonna get one. Gonna get it.
Go get it.
Okay. This is what we've been waiting for so long. Okay. It's time for our meaningless predictions, Brig.
Okay.
Just like we always do, we're going to give our predictions for the season. They're meaningless because they will probably be gone and
debunked
in 2 months. But we like to do it just for fun, just something to do. So here we go. We always start in the AL East. So let's continue with tradition, Brig, and we will start once again in the AL East.
Okay.
So why don't you lead us off with your AL East, top to bottom, 1 through 5. We're going to go through every division, 1 through 5, and then we'll give you our playoff teams, a World Series matchup, and winner, and then we'll go through awards after that.
Okay. What do you want me to start with? I'm sorry.
AL East.
Who wins the AL East?
Top to bottom, 1 through 5.
Oh, I didn't do that. You do that. I only got winners.
I told you 1 through 5, Brig.
You did, and I blew it, Brad. I'm not going to lie to you. It's okay. But hold on. My iCloud didn't update, so I switched it over. I'm going to take my notes on the computer really quick while you go through yours, and then I have my good camera back.
Okay. All right. AL East, 1 through 5. Do I need to take my time?
Yes, please.
Probably. Okay. AL East, I have Baltimore, New York, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Boston. Yes, I do have Tampa Bay in fourth place. And
that's not what I have, but that's
I don't know that it will necessarily be like super duper close either between third and fourth. 1 through 3, I'm going to say is going to be close. But because one of the big things here, one of the big reasons I think that 1 through 3 is going to be close is because the Blue Jays are do or die. If they don't do it this year, they're tearing the whole thing down.
Yeah,
I would bet you on that.
For sure.
I would bet you American dollars, actual ones on that.
7,000% agree with you.
So there's that. Boston is not going to do anything. The Orioles are legit, man.
Yeah.
They're the real deal.
Yeah.
Legit pickles.
Legit pickles.
Okay, do you have your AL East yet?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
It's very similar to yours. Mine's Baltimore, New York, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston.
You have Toronto, Boston at the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm surprised.
I think Tampa Bay is going to outperform Toronto this season. I think that the signals that it's time to tear down the situation in Toronto are already presenting themselves. And it's going to bite him in the butt come down the stretch. You just wait.
So you're saying Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston.
Yeah. Baltimore, okay. New York, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston.
I think I heard you wrong. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Very good. AL Central, top to bottom. I have Cleveland's baseball team winning the division, Minnesota, Detroit, Kansas City, Chicago White Sox in the basement. 1 through 4 is going to be close. There will only be one team from this division going to the playoffs. Spoilers. But 1 through 4, I think, is going to be close. I'm telling you, man, Kansas City, that team can play. That team can play. They just got to figure out that pitching. If they can figure that out, they'll hang in there. And there's something going on in Detroit. I don't know that it's going to reach its peak this season or next season, but there's something going on in Detroit.
I keep saying it. I totally agree with you.
I've been trying to say it for a couple of years. I was just like, I know. Probably the year and a half, 2 years too early on it, but
Yeah, I think that we both were, honestly. But I'm feeling it now. I'm really.
And there's a chance Javi Baez might have remembered how to play baseball. It's early, but there's a chance.
There's a chance. We'll take a chance. We're big Javi Baez fans, so whatever it takes, we'll take it.
Okay, who do you have for your AL Central?
My AL Central, you're going to find this fascinating. I've got Detroit taking the Central. Yeah, hot take. Detroit's going to take the Central. Second by a hair is Minnesota. Just a hair, but it's going to go down. And then Cleveland and their baseball club, then Kansas City, and then Chicago.
Very good.
That's how it's going.
You know, it took everything I had not to put Kansas City at the top. I really wanted to. So bad.
For sure.
Just don't quite trust that.
But you have a brain between your earballs. So
I do. You're right. Okay. That's correct.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Most days, at least.
Yeah.
AL West. It pains me to do this, but I have Houston winning the West. And then Seattle, Texas, the LA Angels, much as I hate to say LA, and then Oakland at the bottom, as per usual. Oh, yeah. I don't like that I've got Houston winning the division, but the fact that they won it so many years in a row and they pulled out last year, I have a hard time going against that again.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. Who do you have?
My AL West actually has Seattle winning the division.
And I don't want to jinx anything either. So
I know it's by a hair again. This is really going to come down to it.
There was almost a three-way tie last year.
I know it's going to happen this year for Seattle. And then Houston and then Texas. And then I've actually got Oakland at the bottom behind Anaheim as well. See what I did there? You like?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Very Thank good. You. Okay, let's go back east. Let's start in the National League. Do you want to start this time or do you want me to start?
No, you go.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, I have in the National League East, I have the Braves winning. So I have Atlanta, Philadelphia. It's going to be a lot closer than it was last year.
Yeah.
Last year, I feel like it was an anomaly with the Braves. They're going to have to pace themselves a bit, and it's going to be a lot closer this year. And then you've got the Marlins, the Mets, and the Nats.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't trust the Mets. The Nats are not good, and the Marlins are just kind of fall in the middle. They're not a good team. Definitely not a great team, but they've got some talent there enough to put them in the middle of the road.
Right, I agree. The reason I find that so interesting is because that's exactly the order I have it coming in.
Oh yeah. I feel like that was honestly the easiest division out of them.
It was. None of them are that easy, but that one I'm like, yeah. But okay, but there's more. Just keep paying attention to that because there's more.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had more. Okay, anyway.
No. It'll come up again later.
Okay.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins.
Okay, I will wait. All right, let's go to the NL Central. So I'm high on the Reds this year, Brig. Super high on the Reds. They're going to win this division. The Cubs will be nipping at their heels. They're going to be right behind them. And then I've got Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, St. Louis.
Oh. Okay, I've got Chicago. The Cubs are going to win the division.
Okay.
By a hair's breadth behind Cincinnati. Or Cincinnati's going to come
ahead
right
of Cincinnati.
Behind
okay.
Yeah, by a hair's breadth. And then we've got Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. See, so this is the thing with Pittsburgh is like I originally had them at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
In fact, my paper has them at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I moved it.
You changed your mind.
Well, I did change my mind because I'm sitting here looking at the Pirates. I'm like, man, they just have like some great talent.
They do.
Like,
I just think they're going to develop their talent too late in the season for the right reasons. They're going to wait. Yeah. And they're going to do it the right way, which is slow, especially for Skeens and the pitching and stuff like that. Go slow. Take it easy. Mm-hmm. That developmental period will come later than it needs to for them to compete any higher. That's what I think.
And I get that. The thing that tipped it over for me, though, was they get O'Neill Cruz back. They have Brian Reynolds. They have Ke'Bryan Hayes. And they have Andrew McCutchen to captain the ship.
That's true. Right?
So, that's 3.5 good players because McCutchen is old guy, right? But
he's an old guy for sure.
I would still take him on my team if I needed some veteran leadership.
Yeah, oh yeah, for okay. sure.
So that's my NL Central. Your NL Central. Let's go to the NL West.
Okay.
Okay, NL West. I have Arizona, LA, San Francisco, San Diego, Colorado.
Hmm.
Yesterday, or 2 days ago, if you'd asked me, I said LA, Arizona. But yeah. I trust Arizona's pitching. I trust Arizona's defense more than I trust LA's. Now, LA, they're gonna go out there. They're gonna be in a slugfest. Any team, right? They have so much offense on that team that they're gonna score a whole bunch of runs. But if they run into a pitching staff like Arizona, they can get slowed down. We saw that happen last year in the playoffs. We saw it happen before. We've seen it happen in the regular season, Brick. You and I firsthand have seen it happen.
Watched it happen. Yes,
exactly right. So I'm going to believe in Arizona again this year. I think that the team that we saw in the first half of the season was more of an indicator of who that team is than what we saw the second half of the season, because that team showed up again in October.
Sure did.
So that's my NL West.
Okay. All right. My NL West is Arizona. And then I've got the Dodgers. And then I've got the Giants. And then the Padres. And then Colorado, doing whatever Colorado's doing.
Just kind of everybody else is over there fighting them. Like, they're still over, like, picking dandelions and stuff.
Chris Bryant's making designs in the infield dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yep,
which is what my kid does. So,
hey.
Take, you know it when you see it.
Age appropriate, Brig. Age appropriate for your kid.
For Chris Bryant?
No, for your kid. That's not age appropriate for Chris Bryant.
I thought you were saying.
No.
Brad's already racing the black flag.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, that's okay. Fabulous.
All right. Who do you have making the playoffs out of the bunch? We have our division winners. My division winners are Baltimore, Cleveland, Houston, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. So my wild card teams.
Okay.
Why can't I remember? It's two wild card teams, right?
Three.
Yeah. Three. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So I've got New York, Texas, and Seattle as my wild card teams.
Mm-hmm.
In the AL. Who do you have as your wild card teams in the AL?
I've got New York, I've got Texas, and I've got Houston.
Okay.
Can so I do that? That means you can get them in the same divisions.
Yeah.
Wild card for sure. Yeah.
Yep. So my AL playoffs look like Baltimore, Cleveland, Houston, New York, Seattle, Texas. Okay. My NL, my division winners are Atlanta, Cincinnati, Arizona, and then my playoff teams, just the second place team in every division, Philadelphia, Chicago, and LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've got. My winners are Atlanta, Chicago, Arizona, and then back up the line, I've got the Dodgers, the Reds, and the Phillies. Exactly. First and second place all the way around.
Cool. Very good. Okay, who do you have meeting in the World Series?
Baltimore and Philadelphia.
No freaking way.
Yep.
Do you? That's exactly who I have. Baltimore.
You're kidding me. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? This is bananas. Are you kidding me?
That's exactly who I have. So who do you have winning? Who do you have winning?
The Phillies.
No, I have Baltimore winning. I think.
Oh, I have the Phillies winning.
I think the Orioles get over the top and they win it.
It's going to be.
You're probably more right.
That is going to be a bangarang series, though.
That would be an amazing one. Yeah, that's so funny. That is so funny. We had the exact same World Series. Okay, let's move on to awards.
We shouldn't be surprised. We always overlap.
At some point, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's move on to awards. Okay, let's start with the Manager of the Year. Who is your American League Manager of the Year?
Scott Service.
Me too.
No way.
I've been saying it for the last couple years, and I'm – I'm going to say it because it's going to happen eventually. It's got to happen eventually, right?
Right. It has to. It does. Yeah.
So
yeah. It's going to be Scott this year. I got Scott Service
in the AL. In the NL, yeah. I've got David Bell.
I've got Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell. And see, I almost went Craig Counsell, but the fact that, like, I feel like there's a lot of expectation for that team anyway. Because did I tell you this? I was sitting in the spring training game looking at this, looking at the Cubs. I was like, man, like, there's a ton of talent on this team. This is a good team.
Fact. That's a fact.
And they should be really good. They should have been better last year what they were.
That's right.
You know, so I feel like there's going to be enough expectation that Craig Counsell will not get it. And so it'll be David Bell because they're going to win the Central. Okay.
No, the Cubs are going to win the Central. That's when Craig Counsell is going to win.
That's because, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you have for Rookie of the Year in the AL?
My AL Rookie of the Year ends up being Jackson Holliday.
Yes, that's who I have. It's going to be
Jackson Holliday.
Yeah.
It's not even controversial. It should be
controversial. I know, but the other guy it could be is Wyatt Langford. This is the thing, is if Jackson Holliday does not come up before, like, middle of May, then it will be Wyatt Langford. But they're going to bring up Holliday early enough that it will be the hill.
I agree. They're going to get his reps. They're going to get him in soon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who do you have in the NL?
Yamamoto. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yep, that's who I have too. Yamamoto, because
it's going to be hard to. He's going to bounce back, and I think that if he's going to need Tommy John after he changes the ball and everything, it's going to happen next year. It's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, he'll make it the whole year.
That's what I think.
I agree. Okay, who is your AL Cy Young Award winner?
Oh, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this, Britt.
It's Luis Castillo. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm freaking serious. I have Luis Castillo. So I had between Luis Castillo and George Kirby. Like, Mariners, obviously. Like,
for me, it was Corbin Burns was my second.
And so, like, it's such, like, a homer pick, I know, between those two guys. But Luis Castillo, another guy, like, just like I said to Scott Service, he's got a breakthrough. He's got to get it.
It's going
to
happen.
He has to because he's so good. He's been so good.
Yeah, just you wait. This is the year.
My post-it fell on the ground and I threw it at you. Okay. Who's your NL Cy Young Award winner?
Do you want to go first this time?
I was just going to say, don't say Spencer Strider.
No!
Are you serious?
We spend way too much time talking baseball together.
So. I think we do. Yeah.
Baseball family, in case you've never watched us do predictions and stuff before, we don't corroborate at all beforehand. Like, we make it a point. Even when we do our Mount Rushmore episodes, we do not talk about who we nominate for Mount Rushmores. And this happens every time.
Always.
Almost killed Brad one time. It got so intense. True.
Go back and watch the Dodger Mount Rushmore. Okay.
Yeah.
American League MVP.
Juan Soto.
You would. I have Julio!
You would.
Yeah, I would. Because we have not seen a full year of Julio as Julio yet.
Right.
He's had major slumps. And last year, he even called it a sophomore slump. And he went and he set a record, and he finished, like, top five for MVP voting still. When we see you get a whole year of Julio as Julio, he's going to be an MVP.
I think you're making a good argument.
I think that's the best argument I can make. Okay, who do you have in the NL?
Brother Harper.
So it was for me, it was between Bryce Harper and Fernando Tatis Jr. I thought I would go with Tatis because he hasn't won one yet.
True.
Right? I feel like when guys have – if you have two guys who are close having really, really good years, great years like that, that the voters are going to pick the guy who hasn't won one yet.
Probably. But Tatis in that case. But no, it's going to be Brother Harper.
And I would not be surprised or upset if that happened.
Mm-mm, no way.
That'd be what, his third?
Don't ask me questions like that.
I'm going to find out for us real quick.
Trivia questions. Sure,
I'm pretty sure that's his. That would be his third. Yeah, it would be his third MVP.
Nice.
And then you could just like start chiseling away his plaque in Cooperstown. I think you probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, baseball family, before we get into the national TV schedule, we want to talk to you about Patreon. This is the best way you can support the show. You can head over to patreon.com, search baseball together, or you can pop the link down in the description. This is, like I said, the best and most direct way that you can support the show. There are five tiers of support, $1, $5, $10, $15, and a whopping $500. If you want to see what the whopping $500 tier has to offer, go check it out.
Go check.
Brig has made some big promises to you there.
Brad made big promises on my
consulting him first. Yes, but one thing everybody does get though is they get the bullpen cut of the show, which is unedited, all the in between, before, after stuff that we all our conversation and antics and shenanigans and stuff like that that you don't get from the regular show. And also, you get at the very least a sticker from us. There are also hats and t-shirts involved as well.
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on to the weekend national TV broadcast schedule so that you know where you can watch baseball all the time. Okay, so first things first, Friday night, Apple TV Plus owns Friday Night Baseball. And at 8:10 p.m. Eastern time, all these are all Eastern Daylight Time. 8:10 p.m. Eastern time, you're going to get the Yankees, the Astros. And then the Cards and the Dodgers at 10:10 p.m. So I think pretty good matchups. Cardinals, fine. But you're going to get to watch the star-studded Dodgers. Yankees-Astros, that's a great matchup.
That's a great. It is. Yeah, it is. Did you know the Yankees lost, I think, last season's home opener or season opener in Minute Maid against the Astros, and they reversed it this year? It's fabulous.
I didn't know they opened up against them last year. That's funny. I guess it does kind of make sense because there is somewhat of a rivalry there. You can't just have the Yankees and the Red Sox playing all the time. So.
No, it's a thing now. It's totally a whole thing now.
Yep. Just tell us about Saturday, Brig.
Saturday is something that is on this list for me to tell us about.
It is.
Where FS1. Is it's? Where's the thing? Do we have it up?
Yeah, there it is. I got it. You want it? You got
Saturday,
it?
FS1. I'm doing three things at once. Saturday on FS1, you can watch the Braves at the Phillies. That'll be at 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Or, and later, you can go to Fox at 7:15 p.m. according to your local listings. You'll either get Yankees-Astros or Giants-Padres, which I think it'll be a fun series to watch, Giants-Padres.
It is. It is going to be a fun one to watch because those teams are going to be battling all season long, trying to get that last wild card spot, I feel like.
They are.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun – those are going to be fun matchups all season long. So last year on Sunday morning, we had Wake Up and Baseball on Peacock. However, as of right now, there isn't any of that because the contract expired after the 2023 season, and it doesn't look like they've renewed it. So we might not get any Wake Up and Baseball this year. Very upsetting. Yep. However, as we have gotten for, I don't know, what, since the beginning of time, maybe since the 1994, 95 season, something like that, ESPN at 7 p.m. like clockwork. We got baseball this week. Cardinals and Dodgers. Wouldn't you know it?
Wouldn't you know it?
Don't you know it? Okay, and series to watch this weekend. I have obviously the Red Sox and the Mariners. That game one is going to start here momentarily. 7 minutes from now is when that game is going to start. So we got to be done. Break.
Yeah, we're almost done.
And then I also want to watch the Blue Jays and the Rays. Like I said, the Giants and the Dodgers, or the Giants and the Padres, sorry, and the Yankees and the Astros, because that rivalry fascinates me so much.
Yeah, I'll be watching Yankees Astros, super duh. Braves Phils, super duh. Anytime the birds are on, I'm going to watch Baltimore this season, so that's super duh for me. I think Cubs Rangers presents some really interesting early season questions, and so I'll be watching Cubs Rangers, probably not closely, but I'll have a wary eye on what's going on over there. Those are the ones I'm most excited about.
Very good. I like it a lot. Okay, we wanted to start doing something a little different this year. Instead of doing our picks for the weekend, we're going to close out the show with this day in baseball history. March 28th, 1977, the Rangers' Len Randall, he was angry after having been benched during a spring training game. Spring training, fake baseball brig. He attacked his 50-year-old manager, Frank Lucchesi, sent him to the hospital with a shattered cheekbone. Lucchesi helped precipitate the incident. Apparently, he called him a punk.
He called him a punk. That was it.
That was what set him over the top. That was the one.
Baseball family, thanks for joining us. We are going to do this every Thursday night during the season. It will be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Check your calendar or mark your calendars. Tell your friends. Make sure that you and everyone else hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can join us on Facebook and on YouTube for the Thursday Night Lives. But like I always say, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and review. Brad says it too.
Yeah,
which means it's good information.
It is. Hey, baseball family, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.